Wake up with good vibes and variety.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. We gotta do that.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice, 97.3.
Oh, ruh-roh. Somebody who has a big day today overslept. Who could that be? Let's check in. Vinny, are you here?
Present.
Maddie, are you here?
Present.
Danielle Reyes, are you here? Oh, she'll call in pretty soon.
In 15 minutes.
Yeah. Bob, are you here?
Bob? There it is.
We, just so you know, she's okay. We did wake her up and she is coming in. But
maybe she's had a cold, so maybe she used your method to sleep.
Oh, the NyQuil,
good.
Yeah.
And, it is and a good also, way. I really love the way you don't measure it at all.
Just take
swigs.
A swig.
Glug, glug, glug.
I feel extra tired. Let me take two swigs. Get that going.
Jesus.
NyQuil. Don't do it. It becomes a problem. Although, you know, I pulled off. I just waited for vacation. And then I was like, get that out of your system, Sarah.
Do you have like cold sweats? Did they have to lock you in a room and like give you a bucket?
No, nothing like that.
Oh, okay.
But I spent a couple days not sleeping and then I guess it was out of my system and, you know, knock wood. But I am not saying that I would never take NyQuil. I know that that works. When I have a cold, NyQuil. Take some NyQuil. Go right to sleepy bye. Anyway, so Bob's Movie Club. I don't care that Bob's not here. We're still doing Bob's Movie Club. She can walk in midway. She can walk in afterwards. I never want to talk about that movie again after we talk about it today. Well, and Danielle Reyes is going to be on. And we've got to find out what is it about this movie that made her make us watch it.
Yeah, she recommended it. So that's really, we're going to be talking to the right person.
Right.
And Bob has a big event at 8 o'clock.
She does. She's going over to the Valks Media Day.
I almost think, I don't know if she's listening, Bob, take the shower you need to get the like. Just get ready for that.
Get ready.
She said she'll be here at 6:17.
6:17. Oh no! So she's not showering.
Oh no. No way. I think she's already in a Waymo, so she must have just.
You should have just taken your time.
Yeah, I wish you would have just because you're gonna find yourself out amongst the people and just
not feeling confident.
Well. That's an opportunity to have some fun and go crazy, and you really don't want to feel uncomfortable.
Right. Well.
I mean, I don't know what it is for girls, but I mean.
No, there's definitely that feeling where you're like, I.
Should have wore underwear.
Okay.
Or whatever.
I should have washed my hair in the last 24 hours. I don't know.
But I always forget in the morning.
Underwear.
Anything that didn't go as it should have, according to plan, because you were rushing, and now you find yourself in a situation long into the day going, man, I really wish I'd had a minute. Matching socks.
Yeah.
I don't know. Underwear, whatever.
Right.
The things that you feel you need to feel most comfortable.
Mm. Yeah, it's a... there is an upsetting feeling about being late that follows you throughout your day too. Like it's a big day. Like we have Bob's Movie Club. We have Matt Nathanson. She's taken off mid show to go to this Valkyries thing. Like there's like a lot of moving parts today. And this, I would have been so upset. What, is everything okay?
Yeah. I realized when you said Matt Nathanson, I wanted to see if you'd, you know, dolled yourself up for your boyfriend.
No, he's not into me. You can get a vibe from people when their person calls you and says, please don't contact Matt anymore. If you need to talk to Matt, you just reach out to me. I don't doll myself up for him.
All right.
Where was I? Oh, yeah. So you're just upset. Everything's off all day when you're late. Everything feels, there's like this feeling inside you that just lingers throughout the day. Like nothing. It's like you've screwed your day up first thing.
Now, in her defense, I will say that I thrived on that chaos in my 20s. The chaos of just grabbing pants and running out the door.
Mm.
You know, whatever. It's like part of being young. You have that like, well, yeah, I'm doing it all.
Badly.
I'm out on this end of the night and right. Up at this end of the, I'm doing all the stuff. You can't live like that.
No.
You know, but what is that? Burning the candle on
both ends.
But in your youth.
Yeah.
I'm sure you did it.
I know. It's rough. I feel for her. She was telling us just the other day how much pressure she feels like she's under with all this stuff going on in her life. She, no specifics did she give us.
Yeah, we've really got to drill into that.
Yeah, we drill down. We need to drill down into that, Ben. But she is sick this week, so yeah. You know, she's working through her sniffles.
Well, the movie, if you watched it.
Oh, you poor thing, if you watched it. Mm.
Save it.
Is our girl not calling us because she's...
Oh, no, I told her we'd probably be going around 6:15, you know, going...
A little bit later.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, so we're going to still play a song and then
start. We'll play a song and we'll start. So, Danielle, you can call us now. As far as I'm concerned, you're hosting today. So our special guest host, Danielle Reyes, guest hosting Bob's Movie Club. Yeah, absolutely. She is the one who picked the movie.
Mm-hmm.
We all went with it. We all have thoughts, Danielle. So call now, 800-400-3697. Or maybe Maddie gave you the hotline. Do we even have a hotline anymore?
Nope.
We don't have a hotline?
Not that I know of.
That's actually a relief. I don't really like hotline calls. Remember when like the hotline would go off and you'd be like, oh no. Because it's always your boss.
Stomach would sink and like, oh.
We absolutely have a hot. Like you can't have an on-air broadcast without a hotline for the PD to call and say, you're not on the air.
Or, I can't believe you're fired. I can't believe you said that.
We have to have one.
I don't think we have one.
I'm going to dial the old one.
Okay.
Still have it in my... I should have it.
I know it.
I know that you know it. Don't say it. And there it is. It's under hotline.
Okay, great. Dial it right now.
I'm dialing it
Put it on now. Put it on speakerphone. Our regular phone numbers stayed the same, right? From the old building. No longer in service. So if there is a hotline, we don't have it anymore.
We should ask.
Yeah. There used to actually be a light in the studio, in our old studio. There was a light and it turned red and flashed when the hotline was ringing. And it was like, oh boy, we better pick up the hotline.
Things I've taken for granted, I just assumed, of course we have a hotline.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to be able to reach this room.
Yeah.
Danielle's ready, so we want to probably get started.
Yeah, we'll play a song. KLSE, KLSE HD1, San Francisco, Sarah Vinny, Allison Morning Show. Danielle, you're going to get it after this.
Yeah, you are.
Wake up with good vibes and variety.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. We got to do that.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice, 97.3.